Hello, today is the 5th of September 2014, and you could probably just hear my Airwick going off in the background. I thought we might do a little boo of exploring my exploring my freezer, and I'll show you some of the unusual or slightly more unusual treats that Nutriment do. They, a few people have done booze about them, I think. They're a raw food supplier, and the food either comes in 500 gram tubs, or you can get a 1400 gram chub, and they do various flavours in the food. It's got the vegetables and the bone content, meat content, and various herbs and things all mixed in. They have a their own website and stuff, but they also do various different dog treats as well. So I thought I'd get some of these just to see kind of what they were like. My girls seem to like them. I've sort of kept them in the bottom drawer of my freezer. I'm just going to move this phone so it's a bit nearer. We can put it down here maybe. Put you on the floor. So the kind of things they do as treats are they do fish skins, a bit similar to the Burns fish skins that you can buy. They come in a resealable bag. While we're here, we'll let the girls have one each because they haven't had any treats today. Come and sit. Good girls. Hope. Take it. Good girl. Yes, I'm getting yours, Alice, as well. Take it, Anne. So these are dried fish skins. They're a bit stinky, but the fact that you can reseal the bag is really good. The Burns ones are also good, that they've had those before now. But I don't think they're the kind of thing I'd like to carry in my pocket. Maybe in a treat bag or something if I was needing them particularly for training, but I don't know. But they like them anyway. The other thing that they do, these are quite interesting. They're called lamb puffs, and it's actually dried lamb's lung. And they, I'm trying to describe them to you, really. They do feel quite puffy. They're all different sort of shapes, but they're very light. Take. Good girl. Take it. Good girl. Now, this bag isn't resealable, unfortunately. But you do get quite a few. You do get quite a few in there. I've got chicken necks in here as well, so I'm trying not to get them out. So I don't want the dogs to have them. So these are all quite small things. This, what I've taken out now, is freeze-dried liver, and they do this in turkey, and I think it might be beef, the other one. I'm not entirely sure. I'd have to check. Right, this is the last one you're getting now. Take it. Good. Give it a touch, Alice. Good girl. Well done. These come in a resealable bag as well. And it doesn't feel like liver in the true sense of the word. This is the sound it makes when I shake it. It's just like little dry pieces of bone, it feels like, really, more than anything. Also in here, which the doggies aren't getting any of because they've had a couple of different things today, is some beef jerky, which is like tiny little... No more now. It's like tiny little sausages in links that you can take apart. So that's quite interesting. And then the other things that they do are called moo tubes and bar tubes. And these are frozen. And it's basically the esophagus of part of the esophagus of a sheep and the cow. The bar tubes, obviously, is sheep. The moo tubes are the cow, as one would expect. And you can do several things with them. You can either give them frozen as a chew. They've got lots of glucosamine in, apparently, so they're very good for the joints. I'm just going to put all these things back. Oh, that's all right. Yep, the freezer's still alive. Ah, one more thing to go. So you can give them frozen. You can let them defrost and give them as a chew like that. I'm just going to pick you guys up off the floor. Or You can get the frozen chew, which is like a cylinder shape with a hole at each end, and you can fill it with the raw mince, and then refreeze it and give it to the dog as a meal. So they're quite versatile. However, I wouldn't feed them on carpet. I've got a kitchen here with a baby gate, and if I feed anything like that, I tend to close the baby gate and let the dogs have them, and then I can disinfect the floor afterwards. They do also, as well as the complete food, they've got the chicken necks and the duck necks. You've got to be a bit careful about how many of them you feed, because they've got quite a high bone content. So you do have to be a bit careful about that. And they do ribs as well, which I've got some of. There's quite a lot of stuff that they're bringing out now. But I thought those treats are probably slightly more unusual than what people would normally see. So I felt like doing a boo, so I thought I would. Of course, this is only a selection of some of the things that Nutriment do. They do other things like as well, like, you know, chicken carcasses and play bones and so on. But I just thought that the treats were, you know, fairly unusual compared to what I normally see in pet shops. The other thing that they sell as well, and so do Berrywood's Wholesale, by the way, who I also sometimes get stuff off, are pizzles. And I didn't know what this was until my friend Liam told me. It's actually bull's penis that's dried, and the dogs eat it as a chew, as they would a rawhide chew. They're a bit more whiffy than a rawhide chew, but the dogs do seem to love them. It's only part of the penis, obviously. They're cut into, you know, into certain lengths or whatever. But yes, they do also sell the pizzles, and just in case anybody wanted to explore the website, it's www.nutriment.co. I believe they also sell some toys, and they've started doing some shampoos now, the Wild Wash ones, which are expensive but very, very good. And I've tried two of them, and they're going to last for absolutely ages, because you only need a very, very small amount. But yes, so I think I shall say goodbye now and speak to you all again soon.